What is up, my beat blasters, my jam joggers, and my cypher spitters? You on a roll with Ren Cole
and Duke Dawson from Delta Wave Radio,
your favorite underground radio station.
And when we say underground, we literally mean underground.
That's right, Duke. After our last, cancellation, we made the decision to relocate to an abandoned Cold War bunker.
Rations and all.
And as such, we are back on the air, surfing the wavelengths to meet your eardrums, discussing this beautiful yet complicated desert town that we call Oasis.
Giving you the news while it's still hot.
And speaking of hotness, it is supposed to be a blissful 64.4 degrees Fahrenheit here today. For those cool Canadians tuning in for whatever reason, that is an easy 18 degrees Celsius.
So remember to leave your sweatshirts at home and break out those khaki shorts that seem to be pretty much everywhere right about now.
They are everywhere, aren't they? Well, now that we have the forecast out of the way, let's move on to crime in Oasis this week. Starting with the Hagen crime family, based right here in our county.
Tell me something first, Ren. Are we associated with them?
We'll never tell.
That's telling them. Anyway, as you all know, their leader is rather an intimidating man, known as Jerome Hagen. Would you like to tell our listeners what he was found doing, Ren?
Running an illegal gambling ring.
Yes, indeed. Over 100,000 smackers worth of earnings were just recovered from Jerome's house, as well as the house of his brother Billy. Both of them have fled town, their whereabouts currently unknown.
Their last known hideout was near Prim, a small community on the state border, which has the authorities believing that they are headed further east, possibly to Las Vegas.
That'd be a strange coincidence, eh?
Tell me about it.
Now, let's move to Oasis culture. Local rapper and musician Ray Usoro, better known as the alias Raygun, is about to embark on a mini-tour to four cities, as well as six towns right here in our little county, to promote his new album, Cloudy Head. These cities will include Ashbourne, Dunwich, Lundy, and Buckton.
And as a neat little surprise for us here at Delta Wave Radio, Ray has actually decided to do an over-the-phone interview with us, so as to keep our location somewhat of a secret. Let's call him in. Hey Ray, you with us, buddy?
Hello. Am I coming through clearly?
Perfect.
Crystal clear.
Good, good.
Tell me, how are you doing on this fine summer day?
I can't complain. Can't complain.
Have you been making any new music yet?
Not today, no. I've mostly been preparing for the tour. Packing, making sure all of the tracks are playing properly, stuff like that.
Speaking of the tour, how are you feeling about that?
I'm super nervous. I'm not gonna lie to you.
Ah, that's normal, Ray. Heck, I still remember how I felt the first time I DJed for a radio station. The butterflies don't last too long, my friend. Don't get hung up on them. They'll come to pass. And as a matter of fact, me and Duke here have both listened to your new record.
Had a little listening party for it. Just us, a few friends, whose names we will keep secret for the sake of both their safety and ours.
Let me tell you something, Ray. You got talent, but most importantly, you got passion. As long as you bring that on stage with you, you'll have absolutely nothing to worry about, my friend.
Thanks, guys.
Anytime.
Well, I hate to end things early, but I gotta keep gathering my stuff. It was fantastic talking to you guys, however.
Fantastic talking with you, too.
We wish you nothing but the best of luck to you on your tour.
Hey, thanks again, you guys.
Of course. Goodbye now.
Bye-bye.
Well, there you have it, guys and gals. That was Ray Usoro, a talented young man and a darn good artist.
You've said it, Duke. Now, let's move on to science, the eternal pursuit of knowledge.
As you should all know, there's recently been a new research laboratory constructed a mere 3 miles away from Oasis, controlled by the venerable Delvera Corporation.
Venerable. That's a mighty fine word to describe them with, Duke. Or is it? Recently, the facility has come under fire from the local media after an unidentified whistleblower released classified documents to the public, informing the readers about possible instances of illegal experimentation.
That's right, Ren. The documents detailed timestamps and anatomical details, which seem to revolve around recent studies conducted by Delvera involving microwave transmission.
Hold on a moment. I think you've intercepted something. You think it's them? Well, it's them, all right.
What was that?
Oh my god.
They found us. Oh no. Duke.
Yeah?
Go find out what that is. If it's an emergency, protect the station. I'm not relocating again.
Got it.
Well, ladies and gents, that seems to be all the time we have for today's broadcast. It's been an honor surfing the waves with you all. Now, hopefully we'll be back on the air tomorrow, but just in case the worst possible scenario plays out and we're thrown in jail for this, I'd simply like to thank you all for listening. And we ask you to please remember that if you find our bodies, don't believe the suicide notes. We'll play ourselves out.